This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
It took 7 months to find Saddam Hussein after the invasion of Iraq. It took years to find Osama bin Laden. How long can Muammar Gaddafi stay hidden? CNN's Nick Robertson traveled with rebel forces as they searched one compound where they heard Gaddafi was hiding.
It's clear there's nothing going on here in the compound, sporadic shooting, but it's been looted. This is a hospital building. But where Gaddafi is actually holed up, still a mystery. We're going to go and find out and take another look. But this is how it is for the rebels right now. It's really tough for them to try and locate Gaddafi. Rumors, more rumors.
The manhunt for Gaddafi has become a game of telephone, following the whispers, hoping to win the biggest prize of all, Libya's most wanted man. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, August 30th. John Hockenberry is out all this week, but I'll be with you with the top headlines this morning. And President Obama is heading to Vermont. Virginia also he'll visit, and North Carolina today. Those are all three states hard hit by Hurricane Irene. Here's what he'll find in Vermont.
Houses and buildings undermined or washed away, cars, bridges, infrastructure. We have over 150 roads out of commission in the state, endless bridges that have been compromised.
That's Governor Peter Shumlin. He says this is the worst flooding in the state for almost a century. Normally picturesque towns and villages are digging out from thick mud and piles of debris. Vermont Public Service spokeswoman Christine Rivers says thousands of people are now stranded.
There are literally towns around Vermont that are just cut off. They are islands, essentially, because all the roads are washed out around them.
And in New Jersey?
We're seeing record flooding levels across the northern part of our state. Nine river locations have reached or passed record flooding level.
That's Governor Chris Christie. He says large rivers like the Ramapo and the Passaic will crest today, and more than 200 roads are still submerged. In upstate New York, buildings and homes that had withstood a century of hard winters and spring floods were carried away. And in North Carolina, ferries are now evacuating more than 2,000 people stranded in the Outer Banks. The death toll from Hurricane Irene is now up to 40. That's spread across 11 states. More than 5 million homes and businesses still without power. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of people not able to get on a plane. The airlines canceled more than 2,000 flights yesterday as they try to work through the backlog from the weekend. Tom Parsons is with bestfares.com. He has some advice for you.
Never go to the airport. That can just be a nightmare all by itself. You need to call the airline direct or provider that sold you the tickets. They do have waivers.
Early estimates put Irene's damage cost in the billions of dollars. We told you yesterday that FEMA has less than $1 billion left in its disaster fund. This morning, House Republican leaders say any new spending for disaster relief and reconstruction will have to be offset with equal cuts elsewhere in the federal government. So you can expect another showdown when FEMA runs out of money next month. I know we're all looking forward to that. For now, President Obama says the federal government will help communities affected by the storm.
Our response continues, but I'm going to make sure that FEMA and other agencies are doing everything in their power to help people on the ground.
In a half hour or so, we'll talk with Vermont Congressman Peter Welch for his report on the flooding plaguing his state. President Obama is also finalizing his jobs plan that he'll unveil next week. It'll reportedly call for tax cuts for clean energy and companies that hire new workers and allow many homeowners to refinance their mortgages at today's rates. House Republicans already say they're against the plan, even though it hasn't been announced. And in Libya, the rebels are demanding that Algeria return Muammar Gaddafi's wife and three of his sons and daughters for trial after they fled to over the border yesterday. Asian and European markets are mixed at this point. Futures are down, though. The Dow will start at 11,539, the S&P at 1,210, the NASDAQ at 2,223. We still want to get storm reports from you. Are you or your families still battling with the after effects text of Irene. One listener in Bernardsville, New Jersey writes, "We wouldn't be asking that question if what happened upstate and in Vermont had happened in New York City, which seemed entirely possible." He's talking about the question of whether or not weather forecasters got it right. They predicted New York City would get hard hit. Instead, it was Vermont. Call us at 8778-MY-TAKE with your storm report. First, though, the latest in Libya, where the most important task, finding Gaddafi.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.